Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. I'll tell you this, the military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It is March 9th, 2025, 7:07 a.m. It's really 6:07 a.m. because we just lost an hour from daylight savings. I thought Trump was going to get rid of that. Did you? You didn't realize that?
That's why I'm like, what happened? Why do I feel like so?
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, we lost an hour last night.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, I just got done changing the clock on my oven and microwave and all that shit.
That's why.
I thought Trump was getting rid of that shit.
Well, it still has to go up for vote. But I know on Twitter, he was trying to take a poll. Do you want an hour in the morning or do you want an hour later at night?
I mean, the summertime is the best. So he should, it just switched. He should just leave it the way it is and never touch it again. That's the way I look at it.
So what, you want the hour in the morning or at the end of the day?
The way it is right now. Because it's going to start getting light earlier, you know?
Yes, I mean, like, sometimes I go to work and it's dark, and then I come home and it's already dark.
I know, man.
I didn't even see the damn sunlight.
Well, that's wintertime. There's going to be more, it's going to change now, you know? It's going to start getting light earlier.
I feel like Kid Rock. I haven't seen the damn sun in 3 damn days.
Yeah, that's a good song, man. Kind of. It's kind of fucking... I'm not really. I don't know. Any song you hear too much just gets played out. I was listening to White Horse by Chris Stapleton last night.
Yeah.
Getting hammered down here, dude. My God.
That's a good one.
Well, it's on the new Madden, which is surprising.
Really?
Because they usually only put, like, you know, like hip-hop bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, usually it's not even real music. It's like, what do you call that? You know, that secondhand shit. But this year they got Chris Stapleton. And I'm like, wait, that's a real song. Who? And then I came down here and I started listening to it. And I got hammered. I was having trouble walking. I don't know how my wife puts up with my ass, dude. Oh, God.
She loves you.
Yeah, well, I know she does. She has to. Nobody else will put up with it.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel the same way.
Right. Hey, we just keep praying, man, and trying to get better. It's all we can do. All right. I'm going to... Did you turn off... Okay. I got a clip from... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, when the dogs go out, dude, they're like wild. Like, they have to go through, like, my computer area, and they...
I can't remember, but I saved it.
Yeah, that's it right there. I wrote this for my homegirl, Shaniqua. All right? Check this out. What's up, Shaniqua? Is it crunk up there in Brooklyn? You're 1,000 miles away, but I can still smell all your cooking. Yes, I do.
And I muted my mic. Thanks. All right, let me go back. God damn it. I'm a fucking rookie at this. How long we been doing this? 2 years? fuck it. Yep, I forgot to click the share sound box, goddammit. Alright, here we go.
Yeah, that's it right there. I wrote this for my whole girl, Shaniqua. Alright, check this out. What's up, Shaniqua? Is it crunk up there in Brooklyn? You're 1,000 miles away, but I can still smell all your cooking. Yes, I do. KFC got nothing on you. I swear it's true. What's up, Shaniqua? Don't be worried about that chicken. You right there if you get hungry. Give that bone another licking. Close your eyes. Now ain't that better than Popeyes with the seasoned fries. Oh, what it do, Shawty? 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 What it do, Shawty?
Yeah. By the way, the caption underneath said, "Bro sang from the heart. He loves chicken." I'm not being racist. I just thought it was good. He did a good job.
He did. That was
we all know the stereotypes, man. It ain't about that. Oh, shit. Yeah, like I was saying, I want to talk about Constantine this week. But, I mean, if you got any other shit you want to talk about first, let's do that.
No, I can't say I really got anything. I mean, the only thing I can really think is just the address to was it Congress that Trump did?
What do you mean?
He gave that speech to, I don't know if it was Congress or the House, where he was like, you know, he was saying like, it doesn't matter if I'm curing a disease. We're fixing the world's economic problems. This side will never clap for me. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. You talking about? Like, yeah, the 13-year-old kid that, did you see where everybody was fucking with it because he was wearing a police uniform?
Yeah.
And then, you know what, man? What happened to the Democrats being all about, you know, equity, inclusion, and all that shit? What happened to people of color? What happened to all that?
It doesn't go their way.
Right. That's some bullshit.
It's like, yeah, it is bullshit. Like, they're the party of freedom and, you know, like, voicing your opinion and everything, but then they want to silence everybody voicing the opinion that goes against them. And, it's a real thing. Like, I live with that. For example, so a couple of weeks ago, I think I brought up Carson Boone. He's a pop artist. He was at the Grammys and they ripped off his like tuxedo thing and he was wearing that blue suit.
Yeah, I don't watch any of that, but go ahead.
So he's a singer. He sings a song called Beautiful Things and he gets up and they rip off his tuxedo. He goes up on stage and does a freaking backflip off the piano, sings this awesome song, does another flip, and then at the end he like adjusted himself. Like, he adjusted his balls.
Yeah. Everybody does that.
And people gave him shit. People are like, oh, that was too harsh. That was way too much. And I have gotten this from people that I least expected. Like, I've gotten this from people in the LGBT community that are okay with Megan Thee Stallion or any of these black chicks, you know, like, going on stage in thongs and twerking their asses off.
Yeah, what about wet-ass pussy? Right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
They're okay with that, but not a guy putting on an amazing performance that 99% of us couldn't pull off and just adjusted its natural anatomy. He wasn't underdressed. It's a wholesome song. And it's just like, it's so fake, man. People choose what they want at whatever time they want. And it tends to be the fucking liberals.
Right, of course.
Like, they can voice their opinion, they can share their colors, they can fly their flags. But the second they see my Trump hat, they're like, oh, we don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't say shit when I see your Pride socks. In fact, I wonder if you're wearing a Pride underwear. I mean, like, I ain't going to give you shit about it, but you're willing to give me shit about my hat. You're willing to give me shit about my shirt. You're willing to give me shit about my freedom of expression.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play this clip one more time. I've played it in the past. You see what I'm talking about here, Julio?
It looks like a monkey.
He's wearing a mask. It's a homeless dude. Listen to this speech he gives.
Understand politics. You think you understand political parties. You're all full of crap. You don't know what the Illuminati is. If you're Republican or you're Democrat, you're wrong. Why?
It's this easy. It's called divide and conquer. That's why there's two parties and only two. And they're controlled by the same people at the very top. Belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberger Group. They also belong to the Trilateral Commission, and you people don't even know what the hell that is. But if you did know, you would know that these are the people that control your world by making global policies that you never vote on, and by which parties both serve and belong to these organizations and control your world. Now, here's how it works. Really easy. Divide and conquer can only work if the people that are divided are not aware of the falsely created division. If you're not aware of it, then it works. If you know about it, then it don't work no more. If you have socialism without capitalism, it becomes communism. If you have capitalism without socialism, it becomes fascism. And it's just that easy.
I love you.
That's all you need to know. That's why Masonic symbols are all over your freaking money. But you don't pay any attention.
Understand politics.
Hey, that dude was a pretty knowledgeable for a homeless dude. He just sits there in the corner and gives speeches like that. I don't know what's up with the mask.
I swear to God, I thought that was like a Planet of the Apes kind of.
He looks. That's what it is. I think a Planet of the Apes mask. I don't know if he's trying to scare people or enlighten people.
I feel bad. I always, sometimes I'm out like doing deliveries for work.
Yeah.
And I pull up like next to a homeless person, like out of a job, you know, anything helps, you know, is a sign that says that. And I'm like, I'm sitting in my car with a fucking like, you know, like Domino's, like topper on my car. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'm like just looking out the window at this guy who's looking at me expecting me to give him change.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, like we're hiring, bro. Come on.
True. I mean, everybody's got issues, though, man. You know, like, if somebody's hooked on heroin or fucking fentanyl. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus wants us to help those people. But, you know, God helps those who help themselves. So,
yeah,
I mean, I feel you got to.
100%.
You would have to talk to him. You got to take the time to talk to him and find out what's wrong. But not. It's hard. It's hard to find the time to do that shit.
I think I talked about it a long time ago in one of our episodes. I was door dashing during the pandemic, and I was doing late night deliveries, and there was a crackhead at rallies, off of Detroit and Monroe, and I'm like about to pick up my order, and he's like, "Hey man, got any change?" I'm like, "Nah." And he's like, "Well, can I get
recording
one of those?"
Recording in progress.
Go ahead. Sorry.
We're recording now.
I forgot to do video. Go ahead.
What's the point now?
I mean, I forgot, so I'm just going to... It won't get the beginning, that's all, on the video.
That's shitty quality, then.
Fuck it. You all were right. Talking about the crackhead.
Yeah, so he, like, looks in my car, like, literally peeks in my through my window, and he's like, "Well, let me get one of those cigarettes."
Oh.
And I'm like, "No. I only got, like, two left, and I still got the rest of the night." And I'm like, "Why don't you give me one of the beers in your pocket? because I could see he had beers like in his hoodie.
Yeah.
And he told me no.
Yeah, see? I mean, it's all about... It's all
I'm
about...
Like, you got more shit than I do, and I'm working. You're just hanging out.
Yeah, one time back home, I was bar hopping on foot, and I was walking from one bar to the other, and this black dude came up. He's like, hey, man, my wife and my little baby, I ran out of gas. I need... Can you spare some change for some gas money? So I had a pocket full of quarters and you know, dollars and shit, like, you know, when you're buying beers at the bar. So I had all kinds of change, so I pulled the money out, so he seen the bills in my hand and I'm giving him the quarters. And so I handed him the quarters, like, hey, man, look at all them dollars. Let me get some of them dollars. I said, hey, man, give me my fucking quarters back. He's like, oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. And he starts backing up. I said, no, man, give me my fucking quarters back. I don't like your fucking attitude. He starts running. And I started running. I couldn't catch him, so I just stopped. But that's the point. I was trying to help the motherfucker out. He wants the rest of my money, and I gave him a lot of quarters. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to talk to these homeless people.
Yeah. So I have a different experience, and this one was at work. We had somebody that comes in on the regular late night, and they kind of I not confirmed, but I you know, I think they are homeless. I think they come in and use our facilities and kind of like do like a bath. They clean themselves up. Like, we're one of the few places open after a certain hour.
Oh, and, you mean washing the sink?
Yeah.
Back home, we call that a Polish bath.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Polacks in Akron.
But, you know, like, it's a person that I don't know her backstory, and she's very nice, and she comes in, she treats everybody very well. She pays for other people's food, so I don't know her backstory.
Oh, that's crazy. But,
when I originally quit working there, she showed up on my last day and gave me $50.
Wow.
Yeah, she did the same thing for another coworker of mine who was going to graduate school. She gave him like $40 on his last day. So, I mean, I think there is always like a deeper story with these people.
Right.
But I think a lot of them are the way that, you know, like the guy that you shared and that I shared, they kind of like, you give them an inch and they want to take a foot.
Right. Yeah.
But there are more good people than the bad ones.
But you didn't say what she did. Like, what was the negative?
There was no negative with this person. Honestly,
I thought you were going to make an example of her. Oh, my bad.
No, I was just the contrast between, you know, like, a homeless person that only wants to take versus a homeless person that is willing to give.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, man, like sounds like she's basically following in Jesus' footsteps, really. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
she pisses me off sometimes because, like, there's somebody who, like, I told them, hey, it's going to be $10.99, and they show up with $8.
Yeah.
She's like, don't worry, I got it. And I'm like, no, I told this motherfucker it was going to be $10.99.
Yeah.
If they ain't got it, they ain't getting the food. And then she challenges me, and I'm like, I got to give you the food.
Yep. Let me see. Oh. So the Epstein list is supposed to be coming out, but it never will. It never will.
Yeah.
You know who else was on that list?
Don't say my name. I paid enough money to keep my name off.
And nobody cares about me and you. I'm talking about famous people. RFK was on that list.
Yeah?
He talked about it on Rogan like 2 years ago. Because Rogan brought up the Epstein list. You know, because RFK was supposed to be... That was right when RFK started teaming up with Trump. You know, and... he's like, I gotta admit, I did fly on the Lolita Express, but I was with my wife. I didn't do anything wrong. Twice. So, I mean, you know Trump was on it, right?
Yeah.
So, even if the list comes out, what are they going to do? Everybody's just going to act like RFK, like, yeah, I was on it, but I didn't do anything wrong. So what the fuck's the point, man? How much money is going to be wasted on it? You know? It's bullshit. It's like the homeless dude was just saying. Right? Yeah. Two parties, it doesn't matter. Of course, the people watching this on video aren't going to understand what we're talking about because I played it before I started recording. What a fucking shit show this is.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
This is dumb. Just put the audio, dude.
It's too late now. I'm not stopping.
Our video quality and everything is kind of like the equivalent of like somebody that shouldn't be doing porn.
What do you mean by that?
Just like
not good looking people,
low budget
people with pimples on their ass.
Yeah, with like dirty soles on their feet.
Man, what, I don't know what you've been watching, fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do you know about Constantine?
I know Constantinople was named after him.
Right. Well, that led to the downfall of the Library of Alexandria, because that was the hot spot before he made Constantinople the place to be. I don't know if he made it the capital or what. But, All right, so he knew that most of the people were Christian. So was he just kissing ass, trying to please his people, or was he really a Christian? Because he was a pagan most of his life, and he continued to do pagan, like rituals and all this pagan shit his whole life. Like, he didn't get baptized until he was on his deathbed, which is pretty common. You know what I mean? Like, people, when they know they're dying, it's like, oh, shit. You know, like, I hate to say it, but, like, my mom, she went to Catholic school when she was young. And, like, when she was dying, I seen her rosary beads, and I never seen them my entire life. That's not saying maybe she didn't pray in private. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, I never seen that until the end. You know what I mean? And I think that happens to a lot of people. Like I'm saying, Constantine, he claimed to be Christian, but he kept doing all this pagan, all these practices and rituals. But then when he was about to go, he was like, oh, shit. You know, I got to get baptized. You know what I mean? I think that happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that does happen a lot. And the beauty of it is that,
And it counts. At the last minute.
You die. It doesn't matter, how bad of a life you lead, as long as you accept and recognize, Christ, you will get an opportunity to be saved.
Yeah.
But he had a, even when he was in battle, though, Constantine had like visions. And in fact, it's like the letter P with like a little X at the bottom.
No. What is that?
It's like a little P, it's a P and then a little X at the bottom. So that represents Christos is the first two letters of the Greek word Christos. It's the chai and the ro, the X and the P. He had a vision where these two symbols came up, and he saw that it said, "With these symbols you shall conquer," and he went into battle with it. So he kind of kept having these like supernatural things happening to him during when he was waging war against people, and I think that led him to kind of like his beliefs and everything. It had him change his mind. So I think even before his deathbed, he was already kind of like what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
and maybe that's really what led to a lot of his decisions.
Maybe he was trying, but he just didn't know how to get there. Now, is that the symbol that he put on his soldier's shield, or was that something different? I remember reading about that.
I don't know on his soldier's shield. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything like that right now.
Yeah, so the year 313 was when he, it was called the Edict of Milan, was when he stopped the persecution of Christians. And 325 was the Council of Nicaea. And that's where I'm kind of curious if he would, I mean, maybe he was trying to do good, but he took a lot of the books out of the Bible that... I know back then, a lot of this stuff was passed down by word of mouth, and it was already... most people already had it memorized, right? But, like, today, if you read, like, Genesis 6, with the fallen angels and the Nephilim and all that... we don't have the knowledge that they had back then. So, like, if you don't read, like, the Book of Jasher, the Book of Enoch, if you don't read those other books that were taken out, you don't know what the hell they're talking about. And maybe he didn't, maybe he didn't mean to be nefarious, but it kind of screwed up people's understanding of the Bible and the Word. You know what I mean? And maybe it wasn't intentional, but that's why it says in the scriptures that you're not supposed to mess with it. And he did that. You know what I mean? But I mean, his legacy, it's marked by a whole bunch of controversies. Like because he kept doing all these pagan rituals and stuff, everybody was questioning how sincere he was, or was it just politics to please the people? You know what I'm saying? He took over. He was a pagan. Everybody wants to be liked, just like Trump. You know what I'm saying? He wants people to like him. So he's going to do what he thinks people want him to do. So this guy's a pagan. He's taken over all these empires that are already Christian. So he's going to act like he's a Christian. But is he really? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, that makes sense.
And then... I don't know. You got to look at the Library of Alexandria. That was... that had a lot of knowledge in it. And a lot of the historians... attribute that to him turning everything. I mean, it was in the midst of a battle, really, but it could have been an accident. It could have been on purpose. Who knows? But there was a lot of...
Yeah, the Library of Alexandria and the destruction of it kind of reminds me of the Iraqi war. They said that we purposely went into that war to destroy a lot of relics, and we pushed the like ISIS and Al Qaeda or whatever to help us destroy some of those sites.
Yeah. Or were they trying to destroy relics, or were they trying to discover relics? Because if you remember Hillary's emails,
yeah, Gilgamesh.
the tomb. A lot of people call it the tomb or the burial site, but I've heard people talk about it's a resurrection chamber. Mm. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I mean, so Gilgamesh was, you know, half human, half angelic, spiritual, whatever you want to call it. But they had a lot of technology that we still don't have to this day. It's been reset at least once, probably hundreds of times. You know, they say there's nothing new under the sun. But we talked about this before on other episodes when I forget the name. Hillary's alias emails. Remember what I'm talking about? I forget. No. But yeah, they discovered these emails, and Hillary literally was emailing people about trying to discover the tomb of Gilgamesh. So all right, we're back. Explain, Julio. Yeah.
Well, you know, in my house, we sit to pee, and well, suddenly I had the urge to go more than pee, so that took a little bit longer. But dude, once you go bidet, you can't go back.
Oh, for real? You got one of those?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you save money on shit paper.
I'm gonna
get you one. Huh?
I'm going to get you one. I'm going to gift you one.
I don't know, man.
It's going to aim right in the spot, in the sweet spot.
Oh, boy.
All right. We were talking about Constantine.
Yeah.
And then right before we went off the air, I said, I feel better after I had a beer.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. All right, remember what we prayed about before we got on air?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm walking upstairs thinking about grabbing a beer, and I seen it was light out. Jesus was like, nah, boy, grab some coffee. Yeah. But I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I remember you said that right before we went off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, coffee's definitely in order. It's just, I don't know, man. I need to get back on track and be better.
Right. Hey,
like,
man.
One of my coworkers is like, you think you're going through this because of, you know, what you have planned. And I'm like, maybe it's like, I feel like maybe I need to do like a last hoorah kind of thing. I'm not intentionally trying at all, but I feel like subconsciously, I think I'm doing it.
Oh, you talking about rehab? I didn't know you were still doing that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is there a date?
Yeah, it's going to be end of April.
Huh. Are you going to be able to record?
At the moment, I do not know. I know currently what I know is it's the reason it's going to be at that point is because it's a brand new facility that they're opening.
Oh.
And my friend, who is kind of like going through this journey with me, he's got some sobriety time already. His girlfriend actually works for this organization, and they're opening a brand new facility. So the beds are nice and clean. No other addict has sweated their ass off on it.
Nice. Like,
that's a big selling point for me, honestly. but I'll be able to be part of the first group that goes through it. And I don't know. I'm kind of excited, man.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, at first it's going to be at least a week. I'll be off the air. And then after that, I don't know. I mean, it depends. I mean, if I don't need to be under constant supervision, I could maybe do something. But I don't know. I'm willing to go either way.
Right. No, man. We got your back. I'll either do it by myself or I'll get a guest on or some shit. But, yeah. All right, back to Constantine. I was talking about people didn't really a lot of people didn't buy into his Christianity because of some of the shit he did. One of the things he did was he ordered the execution of his son Crispus and his wife Fausta, basically under like questionable circumstances. So I don't know what happened there, but I mean, he was responsible for the death of thousands and thousands of people, whether it's your son or not. You know what I mean? But he did issue laws that prohibited Jews from harassing recent Christian converts. So there's that. I mean, he wasn't a Jew anyway. He was a pagan. So he's like, I don't know. I guess you got to pick a side. And he did change the Sabbath.
From Saturday to Sunday?
Yes. And that's documented. That was in 321 AD. All right, so you got people that are, you know, that's one of the Ten Commandments, for crying out loud. That's like super important to God. And now you got some emperor saying, nah, I'm changing it. And people are going to be like, man, fuck you. You know what I mean? So people who didn't follow, that's super shady to me. People who didn't follow that were executed.
Huh.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And you've
the
been.
The government passes a mandate, and then if you don't follow it, you get executed?
Yeah. So, you've been honoring the Sabbath on Saturday all your life, and now some emperor who you already know was a pagan is like, no, we're changing it to Sunday. I would have been like, fuck you. I'm gonna worship God, not some emperor. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And he started killing them if they didn't listen. I mean, the dude, a lot of the shit he did was super shady. I think he's seen himself as God, which is blasphemy right there. I don't know. If I were to sum it up, I would say, I was going to name this episode, was Constantine good or evil? I would say he was evil. But then on the other hand, he did get baptized on his deathbed, so he may or may not be in heaven. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I do believe, though, that a lot of people, like, it's at their deathbed that they will accept Christ, that they will. Even Anton LaVey.
Yeah.
The guy from the Church of Satan.
Yes. Taylor Swift's dad.
Yeah. On his deathbed, he confessed that he's like, oh my God, I'm seeing Christ, but I'm going to hell.
Right.
Well, yeah, you're a fucking Satanist.
Look at Wernher von Braun on his deathbed. He gave the New World Order's agenda to his assistant. I can't remember her name, but he talked about Operation Bluebeam, all that shit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of times, that's what it takes, you know, but it happens.
And the crazy part is, even at that last second, you can still be saved.
Right. Right. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to heaven or hell, but if I run into Constantine when I get there, we can fight. Because I think you're an asshole. I don't know. Let's see.
I could just see St. Peter having some issues with that, you know? Like, Mr. Fox, some disturbing news have come my way. They said you're here to fight.
Why would you think St. Peter talk like that? Like he's from Pakistan.
He would ask you, why are you gay?
I'm definitely not gay. That reminds me. right before we got on air, I was looking at my Instagram, and I seen you sent me some Brokeback Mountain bullshit. Gay as... Let me look at it. I'm going to go back on here and look at it.
Yeah, pull it up. I forget what it was.
It says, when you forget your wallet and your homie pays for your bar tab. It's got a picture of the Brokeback Mountain people. Gay. I will not submit to your queerness.
I forgot I said that.
I ain't got no Alex Jones, man. God damn it.
That's some baby Billy.
Oh, my wife was talking about
that. Oh, my God. Speaking of this, somebody suggested we reach out to the Tiger King. Joe Exotic.
He's locked up, right?
He is, but he's doing all these podcasts. He's trying to get on as many podcasts as he can to spread the word for him to get pardoned.
He was trying to run for president. Did you hear about that?
All right. So, I mean, I think it's something we should try to do.
All right. We'll do it.
I mean, if somebody can hook us up, that would be great.
No, I'm going to leave it up to you. And that reminds me, you're in charge of Twitter now because I'm not on Twitter, right? We talked, we were texting about that last night or the other night. So you're going to put these videos on Twitter, right?
No.
No?
No.
How fuck you then?
How come you don't get a Twitter? How come you don't got a Facebook?
Because I already do fucking the audio, the YouTube, the Rumble. I do all that shit. You can't fucking do Twitter and Facebook?
No.
What joke is offending people more than any other?
I have a bit about the Ukraine people don't like.
What do you say?
I describe a scene where I see this guy Zelensky. You know, I said, I don't like him. He's ripped. He's good looking. And he wants money. There's nothing worse than a good looking guy that he doesn't know where to get any money. I go, he pops up in the middle of the Grammy Awards when you're just trying to watch wet ass pussy with your children.
Yeah.
And I said, you call them into the room and you bring out your pregnant 12-year-old and she's twerking in the living room and your other kid comes out and they're nonverbal and they're just in the back kind of swaying. And this guy from a country you've never heard of wants money. And I go, Vladimir Putin's maybe not a great guy, but so far he's asked me for $0.
I agree.
And, you know, some people did not like it.
What joke is offensive?
You know that guy? That's Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I've seen him on podcasts and other things.
He's funny, man. He used to tell everybody he was gay, but he would make gay jokes. Like he's got like a helper that runs the fucking audio or whatever he does. And he'd be making gay jokes and he'd hear the dude start laughing. He'd be like, "What are you laughing at? I suck dick. What is funny?" Right? And then he winds up getting married to a woman. It was an act the whole time. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Right. I guess I did not save any Alex Jones this week. Now, I'm sure of it. I just got so many clips. Here. I got another...
A couple of beers is a clinically proven treatment for conditions like boredom, depression, winter, museum, hangovers, affair, and moderate to severe Italian wife. And if you miss a dose of a couple of beers, don't worry. You won't. Brother, you will never miss a dose. It's kind of the only thing you really remember after a while is to take it. The most common side effect of a couple of beers is drowsiness. So you may want to ask your doctor about a little bump. The way a little bump works is simple. Once the drowsiness of a couple beers sets in, you simply take a little bump and let the medication do its thing.
He's grinding his teeth.
So if you're ready to get your life back, talk to your doctor about a couple of beers. Maybe even a little bump.
Honey, can you come sit down? We need to talk.
No.
It was the end of that clip for the audio listeners. It was an intervention. and he was in his underwear. Nice.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I got one. This ties into what we were talking about earlier.
All right.
So as you know, I came out as trans, so I'm a trans man, and I would just like to be treated like any other man. So would you be willing to... Okay, yeah, we'll just treat you like one of us. Great. So I was thinking that we could go around and talk about the stresses and pressures of being a man so that we could get out our feelings and kind of just talk through all these problems. That's kind of gay. I'm not gay. I'm trans. That's not what it is. No, not because you're trans. It's because you're talking about like feelings and stuff. Oh, so what do you do when you're like really stressed out and like depressed and angry and upset and every, like as a man, what do you do? So what you're going to do is you're going to take all of that stress and you're just going to push it down, like just like shove it down real deep and like keep it tight. That doesn't seem healthy at all. That seems really, really bad, actually. And then sometimes it'll leak out, yeah, punching holes in walls or getting really upset. Is that not really, really bad for you, though? No, that we're going to die earlier. Like, we're going to die before women will. So wouldn't it be better if we, as men, just talked about our feelings a little bit? No, because I'm not gay.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. We were trying not to pause it so much because people were bitching. What'd you have to say about that, Julio?
People need to stop bitching so much.
Also, me drinking coffee was an issue.
The slurping.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pause it. I'll let you talk while I drink.
Yeah, you do slurp quite loudly. I think it's your mic because, like, I will try to go out of my way to slurp.
Yeah.
My coffee, and it doesn't come through.
Huh. I don't know.
Just a slurper.
I had the urge to grab a beer instead of another cup of coffee, too. I think it was the sponsor. A couple of beers. Sounded good at the time. Let me see what this okay, I got one more clip. Maybe more than one. I'm not making any promises. You're talking about coke.
That's oh good dude, I used to do sometimes I would do so much cocaine my freaking eyes would dry out. Ooh, and
look at you, you're grinding. You're thinking about it.
Oh ah, dude, yeah.
Fucking
I remember I had to lick my hands and then rub it into my eyes.
Whoa.
So that I could even blink well.
Jesus.
I always get dehydrated, boy.
That's deep. You go deep, huh?
Oh, dude.
But you're that dude. You go deep with whatever the fuck you're doing.
I like to get right on the fucking... I like to be a peeping Tom if I can. I'll watch your whole family eat dinner.
I'll watch your whole family eat dinner.
He's Nicaraguan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sounds like a hillbilly. Is he really?
His mom is from Arkansas, I believe, and his dad is from Nicaragua.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do have an Alex Jones clip.
Oh, thank God. I needed it.
All right. I just scrolled up to it.
There should be an Alex Jones app.
I saved so many fucking clips, dude. I couldn't even find my Alex Jones clip.
Like how the Bible app like pops up every day with like a quote three times a day. That's what we need for Alex Jones.
Right. You need to read the Bible every day, too. You've been reading the Bible?
It'd be cool if, like an AI could read the Bible as Alex Jones.
I'm sure you could arrange it. It's funny because he's usually talking about the Bible anyway, so this clip's probably got something about the Bible in it. That reminds me. I had Bible study Friday after work. I forgot all about it, dude. My wife even texted me, Bible study at 5:30. And that was at like lunchtime. And by the time I got home, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, it's Friday. And I just started crushing beers. And then I forgot all about it until I heard the garage door open. I'm like, oh, shit. So she comes up, I'm playing Madden. She's like, we got Bible study. I'm like, hold on, I'm going to make this dude quit. right? But we went, and we were talking about Acts 1-7. I mean, we did. That's what it was supposed to be about, but it never really is. It's always about other things. And I started talking about Constantine, you know, taking shit out of the Bible. And usually the lady that runs it, she usually disagrees with me on most the things I talk about. But I started talking about how he changed the Sabbath. And she's like, yeah, he did. So he finally agreed with me on something. But, all right, here's Alex.
All right.
Will be, you know what? I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages. I'm done, I'm pissed, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. Let me tell you something, you filthy traitors of the government, you piece of...
All right, I was wrong. That was from last week. God damn it. I can't believe I didn't save any Alex Jones clips. Oh, here it is.
And behold, I saw a horse, tail, the rider. His name was Death. Hold up, Revelation. Not a bunch of crap like these New World Order pedophile devil worshipers. I'm so blown away by the power of our God that's almighty. Woo! And behold.
All right. At least I had one that hasn't been played yet. The first one was from last week. My bad. Man, I'm not playing any more Marmar either.
No.
Huh?
That's funny. Why?
He pissed me off. I'm not a fan anymore. You need to share.
So I got a clip of this is the reality we live in, and I've experienced this firsthand. Like, I know a lot of people that support Ukraine.
Oh my God!
But
you kidding
me?
But
I don't see their fucking personal money going over there. Like, I see our tax dollars going over there, and I'm like, okay, so you love Ukraine, you support Ukraine that much? Show me the receipts, and they don't have anything. But they want me, who doesn't believe in Ukraine, to send my money, to give up the money from my family to support these people I don't know. So check this out. This is an American citizen in America at a Ukrainian, you know, like, protest, and an American is begging for money. Listen to this shit.
You don't want to give me any money? This is my Ukraine money.
So you want America to send more money to Ukraine? What about this homeless man? My wife's boyfriend. Do you
I
know,
need help?
Do you think he needs help?
I need help.
This is a rally in support of Ukraine. I attended.
Yeah, but what about the homeless people right here in America?
We have problems in America.
Don't you think $100 billion to Ukraine
first
is a lot?
In this case, I'm simply asking this of Congress. Are you asking Congress for this?
Yeah, I think they should help the homeless instead of giving hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine.
Putin has been threatening to attack other countries, including the United States.
Do you have any money? Do you want to give him any money? You don't want to give him any money?
This is my Ukraine money.
I'm someone who attends in the valley every day.
But he's struggling. He's struggling right now. He's actually struggling. Right. He's probably doing the homeless problem is worse here in America than it is in Ukraine.
That's because the Ukraine's being actively bombarded by Russia, which means that in many cases, if people lose their house, it's because the Russians blew up there.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a house. What about the people here in America? They don't have a house.
Right,
we don't want. That's what I'm saying. We don't want to give it all to the Ukraine. We have homeless people here, right here, Don Terrius. Citizen, he's struggling. This is my wife's boyfriend, Don Terrius.
You don't think it's important that we help him?
A dude needs a training bra.
Of course, USA, USA, USA.
Mommy, don't you guys think we should help American citizens? Don Terrius, they don't want to help you. They don't.
Help America first.
Okay, Dontarius. Do you have any money for him?
Guys, they want to give more money to the Ukraine than America.
It's sad.
Dude, I love Primetime with Alex Steen or Alex Stein. I really don't know how to say it.
Alex Stein. Primetime Alex Stein.
That's the hypocrisy. Like, there's so many people fucking willing to send the money overseas. And it's like, what about the people right here? Right. And yet those are the same very fucking people complaining about how we don't help people here.
Right.
It's like, there's no money for here because we're sending it somewhere else.
He's like, give the money to this guy. He's my wife's boyfriend. That dude's hilarious. You know, I didn't recognize him until he said that. I'm like, oh, that's Alex Stein. It's crazy, man.
Like I said, I have some friends that are hardcore Ukrainian fanatics.
Oh my god, I got two neighbors that fly Ukrainian flags. One of them is a vet, and I'm like, what in the fuck? What is wrong with you? Turn off your fucking TV, dude.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I am, man. I got to get ready to go to work.
Oh, shit. You still got 2 hours, almost 2 hours.
I show up early. I like to have a good day, not a stressful day.
Me too. I get to work about an hour early. I love my job.
Yeah, I'm there to have a good time. I'm really not there to stress out.
Right.
I hate people that are always late or on time.
Barely on time.
Damn.
Like, so many. Yeah. All right, any questions? Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers at yahoo.com, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble, and Julio's going to start putting it on X, also known as Twitter or Twatter. Now, we don't call it that anymore. And Facebook, if you want. You going to do Facebook, too?
Yeah, in a fans league.
What?
And an OnlyFans.
All right.
Conspiracy Soldiers OnlyFans.
Or call and leave us a voicemail or a text at 313-583-7646 or 31FluFrog6. FLU as in the Wuhan flu from China.
China.
And then, of course, tell your friends the word of mouth is the best. Give us good reviews and all that bullshit. You got anything else, Julio?
No, I hope everybody has a great week. And, say a little prayer for us. And if you have a great story to share, give us a call, send it in an email. Or some topic that you'd like to have us check out. That would be cool.
Yeah, and I'm leaving it up to you to get a hold of the Tiger King because you two have more in common. You're both gay. So try to see if you can.
Hey, we're exotic, okay?
All right.
We're exotic.
All right. That's it, folks. See you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Recording stopped.